Welcome to Formula One Plus One, where we break down the fastest sport on the planet into bite-sized episodes. Whether you're a seasoned fan fueled by passion or you've never watched a race in your life and just want to know what all the fuss is about, we welcome you. Get comfortable in your race seat because it's lights out and away we go. Welcome to episode 11. We're going to do a post-race wrap-up of the Japanese Grand Prix. I have an extra special guest with me here today, somebody who actually went to the Suzuka circuit with me and got to drive on the actual track, so I thought it would be great to have him as a guest today. I have Chris. Welcome, Chris.
Hi, everybody. I'm super happy to be on this podcast, and I've been listening to the first few episodes that I've heard, and from them, I've learned a lot about F1.
I'm so glad to hear, and I appreciate you listening to them all the time. So yeah, let's start with practice. I don't usually like to start with practice, but Williams is always shaking it up. Yeah. So I feel like we can't skip over it. So they let Albon take Logan's car because it has the new upgrade package in it, and they fixed up Albon's crashed car from last race and gave that to Logan, and then Logan ended up crashing it in FP1.
But luckily they got it repaired for FP3s.
He missed the second practice, but a lot of drivers didn't even bother going out for the second practice because of the rain, so I don't think he missed out on much data anyways. Yeah, so these poor Williams mechanics, right?
They're making them work overtime.
And then another thing that stuck out from practice was how mad Charles Leclerc was, right?
Yeah. He only got two laps.
And they missed out on a ton of data there. So, like, we've heard him mad on team radio before, but he's just mad in general, or like he's pinning it on himself. Like, he's mad at himself.
He doesn't get mad at the team.
Yeah. So, hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Here we go.
And he was so, we've got the checkered flag.
Honestly, I don't get it. What are we doing to stay in the garage? Oh my God. We have FP3, we have two laps. Let's be on it, come on.
Like, even when he's mad,
he sounds like nice.
Yeah, he's still really polite, right? So he only got that one single flying lap in, so they didn't get as much data. And I think that might have had to do with how come he didn't do so well in qualifying.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm just making excuses, but yeah, he qualified 8th.
Yeah, his worst qualifying lap of the season.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy because 8th was, Leclerc's
worst. Yeah. And Lewis Hamilton's best, which is crazy.
So the Mercs are having a really hard time with their car. So that's got to be disheartening for sure. But yeah, qualifying's always been Leclerc. Yeah, so it's crushing me for sure. Carlos seems to be having an easier time with the car. But
he's doing pretty good.
Yeah, but he still qualified 4th, which was like 2/10 behind Lando still. So that was a little bit shocking too, but I know Fernando too was complaining on the team radio about thinking that they had a good lap and then being told that they're still 5/10 behind Red Bull. I think a lot of teams are just not understanding why they're so far behind, right? Hamilton,
Leclerc, and Alonso.
Yeah, and they were just like, where is that time, man? It felt like a good lap, and I don't know.
The Red Bull cars are rocket ship.
Rocket ships, that's what they always call them, right? The top three for qualifying were Max, Sergio,
and Lando.
Right, Lando rounded it out. Yuki Tsunoda was in there. He made it to Q3, which was cool. He rounded out the top 10, so it was nice for him to make it into the qualies. Yeah, the race, lap one.
Oh.
Red flag right away,
Ricardo and Alex, so sad.
Yeah, before the S-curves. Yeah. Do you remember the S-curves?
That was so fun.
Yeah. So at first, it was hard to tell whose fault it was. If you look at the onboards.
At first, it looks like he was just turning, and then it looked like he was trying to defend.
Yeah, because it looked like Stroll was on the left side because he looks left. But then when you look at it through Logan Sargeant's onboard, you can see that he had space beside Stroll. He didn't know Albon was there because he was that crazy. Really, really hurt. So, yeah, I don't think there was a penalty there.
They decided on a racing incident.
Another long couple weeks for Williams. Yeah, they just had really bad luck. Like, Albon's crash, no spare chassis. Then Sargeant couldn't race in Australia.
Yeah.
So then crashes here in FP1 and the mechanics have to rebuild. Then Albon's out in lap one and it's not his fault and still no points for either of them. So then, yeah, Sargeant finished last in his repaired chassis, right? This is the thing though. When Albon crashed in Australia, the upgrade package on that car was ruined. So when they repaired it for Logan to drive this weekend in Japan, they had to put in the old spec.
Oh.
Yeah. So Alex was driving their only car with the upgrade package, which again got smoked when Danny crashed into him. So now they're racing against time to hopefully get everything in time for setup before practice for the Chinese Grand Prix. Keep in mind, their factory is in the UK, so they're fighting against freight time on top of build time and budget restrictions. Max said in an interview that he'd like to see the Japanese and Chinese Grand Prix back to back. So thankfully for Williams, there's a 1 week and in between, right? Because, yeah, it's already a time crunch, right? But yeah, Yuki's been killing.
Second race in a row in the points.
And yeah, so it was his third time racing here. And then
his first points at his home race. And it was so...
How exciting.
It was so cute because it was in a post I saw and it was just him points. And it was like him being so happy about getting...
Yeah, because usually those posts, they say like podium or like P4 or something, right?
Winner.
And his just said points.
But technically it wasn't even points. It was only 1 point.
It was point.
And that's just so funny.
To win points at a home race for
I'm
the
so
first
happy
time.
For him.
Yeah, I'm happy for him too. Yeah, but during the race, everybody was looking at pit stops so intently. Like all of the teams were watching what everybody else was doing. It looks like McLaren didn't quite hit the mark. I guess 15 of them went on the two stop strategy. Only two of them actually stayed out for the one stop. So that was Ferrari Leclerc with Leclerc. Yeah.
And Haas with Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin Magnussen. Leclerc, old medium tires. Yeah. Stayed out there for a long time.
Doing really good at defending and doing really good at... He was getting pretty close to Piastri or Norris. I can't remember who.
Yeah. Before he went for the pit, it was Piastri because he ended up pitting at the same time as Norris, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was defending. And even with his old tires, he was lapping faster.
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Yeah, there was a bunch of drivers that talked about his tire management. I called it. I said it during the race. Yeah, I posted it on Threads. You can follow me at Formula 1 Plus 1. Yeah, on Threads, I posted it. I watched Ferrari put Leclerc on a Vegas special one-stopper. I think he might have asked for it. I know he said he suggested plan C or something, so that might have been his call. But him starting in P8
and going up to like P4.
So I don't know what else they could have done, right? I thought maybe they'd put him on softs to try to get him out front. But I don't know. He was struggling with the car that... They did a simulation. They said...
He was in 7th.
If he ended up doing the two-stopper, he would have been in P7. So they made the right call.
Yep.
Bravo, Ferrari. I was mad about FP3, but I'm over it. Ferrari took 3 and 4, which was cool. Yeah, where'd Mercedes place?
9 and 7.
Basically the same as their qualifiers.
I think it was 9 and 7.
It was 7 and 9.
Oh.
It was actually Russell who took 7.
Oh,
did you hear that? Hamilton?
Yeah. Shall I let George Russell by?
It's so different, hey? Yeah. Like they were, fighting, not wanting to swap last season, and then this
Mr.
time he's
Fancy
just.
Pants.
Yeah, he just says, shall I let him pass?
Yeah.
And it was just that easy, right? So basically the top 10 were the top 10 in qualifying, right? Yeah. And then we get to the podium. And as Michaela and I were saying in the first two races, we ended up with 2 Red Bulls and a Ferrari. And it was really well deserved for Sainz.
He did really good.
I don't know what lap it was, but they told Leclerc not to waste time fighting with Sainz.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the full onboard, but I don't think they asked him to swap positions.
Yeah, so
I think they just said don't waste time, and Leclerc just gave him weight, yeah. right? Because they said their fight was with Norris, right? He yep. just let him by. Through, right? But he knew, right? Like, he was on
pretty old tires.
Yeah.
Maybe Sainz could get Perez.
I don't know. That was a long shot. Where do you think he's going to end up next year? Where would you like to see him?
I honestly, because I was hearing about Verstappen moving to Mercedes, so I honestly kind of want to see him in a Red Bull.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what if Verstappen stayed there? Would you still want to see him on Red Bull?
Swapping out with Perez?
Mm-hmm. He'd be a number two there then, right?
Yeah.
So that makes a difference to you?
Yeah, I kind of want him to be like...
a number one.
Yeah, number one.
I fully agree. So, champagne sprayed. It was amazing.
Yep.
Good for him. And Max, his girlfriend's daughter. That was so cute. She was cheering him on. I'll see if I can find the clip.
Max.
Yeah. What was your high for the race?
Might have been Leclerc actually being first for a bit and being pretty good at defending.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah. When Max went into pit because he was the only one on the one stopper in that
front row.
Front runners. And he was first for a little bit. I actually took a picture of that. And I'm like, okay, if the race could end now, that would be great. Yeah. That was really cool too. Even if just for a few laps, right? Okay. And then what was your low?
Ooh. Actually, it might have been Alex Albon and Daniel crashing. That was pretty sad for me. What about you?
Okay, so my high was Ferrari's perfectly timed pit stop for Leclerc. That one single pit stop, they did it freaking perfectly. I watched it like 8 times, like the main view that everybody sees.
The other view.
And then, Lando's view, George's view, and Charles's view. It's so satisfying. So Norris and Leclerc had come into the pit the same time. This was Norris's second pit, though. So I think that's where they screwed up a little bit. Like, Leclerc was on a single pit stop. And how
he
is
was still
Norris
doing better?
Yeah, Norris is coming in for his second. Norris even asked, like, why so early or why so soon or something, but they were trying to defend against Russell. Anyways, Norris and Leclerc came in at the same time, and at the exit, Russell's passing the pit lane.
Right
Leclerc just manages to eke past Russell, and then Norris gets stuck behind Russell, and it was just so perfectly timed. So I had to watch it from all angles, and it was just as amazing. No matter whose view it was. And that bought Leclerc some time to get out front. Norris ended up passing him the DRS. I think he got in front of Russell there. So it wasn't too long before Norris came out. But
it was so clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was on turn one, right?
It looked like he wasn't going to get it, but it was like, he got so much speed.
Oh, my gosh. That was so magical. Yeah. You see his DRS open and it looks like, he's not
going to catch it.
Yeah. And he goes around the outside and it was
on the outside and it's like,
that was
hot knife through butter.
Hot knife through butter. Oh, yeah, that was nice. Yeah, that was nice.
What about your lows?
My low, I gotta agree with you. Danny Ricciardo killing Alex Albon's.
I thought you were gonna say Sainz passing Leclerc with that DRS.
Was it a DRS?
Yeah, it was the DRS one. It was turn one and...
I blocked it out of my memory. No, that wasn't a low. That was for the team. Yeah, no, my low is for Williams. Oh, so much bad luck. Alex Albon, he's already made to be the villain. Like, people already hate him simply because of him taking Logan's car.
All the Logan fans are even like,
Yeah.
Like
so
I
just
overtime mechanics.
Yeah.
Going like 24/7, 365.
I think there's limitations on that. They have a curfew where they have to stop.
I'm
gonna do an episode on that, but they have to leave the car at some point.
Yeah.
Maybe you can help me research that episode.
Maybe.
Will you join me again to do that episode?
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Awesome. So do you have any last thoughts about this race?
No, not really. I think we went over all of it.
Yeah. I know it's your favorite track though.
Yep.
It's your favorite track to watch. What's your favorite track to race?
Ooh, I really like...
We're talking about on PlayStation.
Jeddah. But my favorite race that I've gone on, Japan.
It's the only
one I've gone on. That's why.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That
and
was so
we
cool.
will be doing that again in, what, 4 years? Yeah.
Yeah, only 4 years.
Oh my gosh, save your monies.
I'm so excited.
If you do ever head out to the Suzuka Circuit, episode 10 has some tips.
Definitely make sure to listen to that
Yeah, it was so much fun. There's mini bikes, go-karts.
There's the mini bikes, go-karts. There's a bunch of rides. There's a huge Ferris wheel. There's a bunch of, like, mini F1 cars.
Yeah, so many roller coasters.
Yeah, there's a water park.
Like, so, there's, like, a boat ride. Yeah. Like, non-race stuff. Yeah. Anyways, I do talk about it a little bit more and give some tips. One day we'll make it out there for a race weekend, though, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope.
Yeah, we have to, like, really get our costumes and stuff. Because the Japanese
they
fans.
They go crazy.
Oh, I love it so much. That guy, the Red Bull and the Aston Martin. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So much fun. Thank you so much for joining me. I had so much fun having you here. And that was nice. Like, thank you for watching the race with me yesterday. I know that
you're really late.
It's really late.
Thank you guys for listening.
I owe you big time, buddy. Thanks for listening, guys. We will catch you midweek. I'm going to be reviewing the race weekend. What does a race weekend look like? So starting from Wednesday, media day, all the way down to the race. You can join me midweek for that episode. Oh, and before I forget, if you liked what you heard today, please rate our podcast and give us a follow. It really helps with impressions. Thanks for joining us, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
And as the checkered flag waves for this episode, we thank you for tuning in. Whether you're listening from the grandstands or your living room couch, we appreciate you spending your valuable time with us. Tune in next time for more fun. Don't forget to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Catch you at the next pit stop.